All have sinned and fallen short of your glory, O Christ. God is perfect and holy, and our sins separate us from God forever. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. That one's not very uplifting. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. It's prayers like that that remind God how we're messing up. And then you have movies like Legion, where God sends angels to destroy us.
No, Keith. It's humbling. And God likes us to be little.
To belittle us.
Yeah, he just likes us to be littler.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And then he sends us earthquakes.
Yeah, you don't need to remind him. Dear Lord, we're doing the best we can. Amen. How about that? Now, did you hear of Pat Robertson, of course, this jackass, this religious ass nut, saying Haiti got what was coming to him because they're not the right religion, and God was punishing them. So they have the earthquake where now much over 500,000 people are dead or missing.
Wow, you got to be really head in the sand and head in the ground for that. And then there are a whole bunch of followers, I'm sure, you know, that are just like, you know what? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He does everything for a reason.
Think about it. And now Rush Limbaugh is...
What does think about it mean?
Rush Limbaugh is saying don't help Haiti because you already are. Amidst the desperate relief efforts attempting to get aid into Haiti after Tuesday's devastating earthquake, are comments like those of Rush Limbaugh, who told a caller on his radio show that people don't need to contribute money to Haitian relief. After President Obama urged Americans to contribute money to earthquake recovery efforts and directed them to the White House website to learn how they can help, Limbaugh suggested that visiting the site will just get someone on Obama's campaign email list. This reporter, of course, went to the website, and there's no such thing. We've already donated to Haiti, Limbaugh says. It's called the U.S. income tax.
Well, I feel like this will just make things even because his followers won't do it, but then people who are annoyed by him will do more.
I believe you're right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like being a waiter. You don't even have to try, but you'll get the same tips.
Yeah,
people don't tip. People make up for it. It all evens out.
I will donate now just to spite Rush Limbaugh.
See? It's working.
That $10. I'm going to do that text.
Yeah, don't give... This is how you keep it. Us not one world. By putting out dumb things like that.
Why are people shitting on Haiti? What did Haiti do to Pat Robertson or Rush Limbaugh? Like, why?
AIDS.
Oh, really? I thought...
You can't give blood because you might have the HIVs if you visited Haiti 30 or some years ago. Yeah.
It's no good. Well, I was not there.
Huh, ladies?
Just to be clear to everybody. Yeah. Keith Renda writes, Blueski. I'm half Haitian. My dad was born and raised there. I also lived in Haiti for a year when I was 12. Haiti is by far the worst poverty-stricken third world country. The house we stayed in had an armed guard at the entrance. A little over 80% of the country is below the poverty line, and trust me, their poverty line isn't the same as ours. I bought a doll from a woman off the street when I was there, and she was so grateful she cried and kissed me on the cheeks and gave me a free painting. My grandmother also has a medical clinic in Haiti. Fortunately, it was not ruined by the earthquake, but they are now one of the few hospitals with operating rooms that are actually standing.
You ever think like $100 would fix that whole country?
I think it's going to take more than that now.
I am missing from some friends in Haiti. Haitians are such a resourceful people. Everyone is selling something on the street or trying to make their own way. I thought that I should tell you my thoughts because I thought so. All right. Maybe that's the problem with their economy.
You know, they're all selling paintings.
Quit giving away free shit. You know, try to make a buck. Ray DeVito, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you very much for saying that. It's a big, exciting day today. I got my new computer.
I know.
I think we're up to day three of this computer working.
Well, Ray was here when my brother was trying to fix it.
That's right.
And it was not looking very good, huh?
No, I did not think. I knew that was not going to happen. By watching.
But now it's, yeah, we got a new one. Everything's working. I do my little chat parties. Now I can see. I can put four people on the screen at a time, watch what they're doing. They're watching what I'm playing music. I'm seeing tits. Over here, I got this going. It's a whole fucking party.
Did it crash the day, though, you tried to do Windows 7?
You know what? We tried to install Windows 7, and a thing popped up saying, Windows cannot work right now. First, you have to disable, and then there's a box telling you what programs you have to disable, and it says Windows. There's a Mac ad.
This was my idea.
So your computer was working until you tried to install Windows 7?
No, it wasn't working. No. There was nothing going on. In fact, last night, we destroyed. I mean, it was already destroyed, but I took it out on the computer. I gave it what for.
Did you?
I beat the shit out of it.
You did like a...
It is so cathartic.
Like Office Space?
Where you yeah, just exactly.
Did you really?
Yes.
And I could see you fucking loving that.
It is like, so good. It only takes 5 to 10 seconds. I mean, it's like you did a full workout, and you, I was thrilled.
I had to leave the house for it, and then I realized, oh my God, I left my purse at home. And I'm just like, let me give him some time. Let it pass, because I know as soon as I left, the destruction began. Oh. So I come back, I give him a heads up, you know, is it all right? Are you done? Blah, blah, blah. And then when he's like, do you mind if I just give you the purse at the door? Because I don't really want you to see what happened. And all I can hear...
For
me. He cracks the door open, and I hear a bunch of giggling dudes on the other side. And so I know they had a good time.
I just picture Keith in his computer knowing how he feels about this type of stuff, like having a Pulp Fiction moment. Like tying it down in the basement, his computer, like getting ready to torture it, like putting cigarettes out on it and shit.
You're not far off.
Just like talking to us. Oh, you think you're so good, computer. You know what you got coming, right?
Weapons were involved.
Yeah, he showed me some evidence of some things.
Jesus.
I invited Kyle over, our intern, and Jeremy and Newsy live close, so they stopped by and yeah. We showed it what for and sent the video to McNally, and we'll see if that ends up being turned into something.
I bet it will.
I can't imagine it won't. Oh. I think McNally can pick the perfect music for a computer to be destroyed to.
You know what's funny? McNally doing, you know, almost all. You know, we said like, oh, it's funny. McNally didn't win a Keith and the Girl award because the best Keith and the Girl TV episode that people voted on from this year was one that he didn't do. But quite frankly, he did. He did an intro to it, to Henda in Hell, you know, and that really sets the tone and is very good. But anyway, my point is, obviously, McNally knows what he's doing. What's mm-hmm. funny is that Jeremy will take the camera. I caught him doing this once or twice, maybe more that I don't know about. And would start videotaping the destruction, you know, of the computer. And you can tell Jeremy's making this video in his head as he's doing it. He goes, McNally, talking to him through the camera. McNally, add music here. And so when I gave McNally the footage, I'm like, yeah, and don't be offended, by the way, of Jeremy directing you.
That's how James Cameron got started, right?
This scene with the ladder, I would put after the scene with the... So, yeah, I'm kind of excited about it. We'll see. But Newsy, by the way, brought over, Jeremy got us all food. Very nice of him.
That's sweet.
Newsy brought over a couple snacks. One of the things that he
brought over diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Well, he brought, yeah, the sickest.
It's the only food he knows.
What is it? Like the oatmeal cookies.
With the sugar in between.
With
it.
The sugar in between, yeah. The soft ones. The brownies. Those brownies, by the way. Little Debbie brownies with the little nuts inside, but you don't know what they are. They're not nuts. I don't know what they are. But anyway.
It's candy.
Those are the brownies. I had a little flashback. Those are the brownies when I was in jail. When I was young, I was in jail
that
for...
You would let somebody stick it in your ass for.
Yes.
That's so weird.
We used it as lubrication. But no, those were the brownies that I would trade cigarette coupons for.
I had no idea you were in jail.
I was in jail for bad checks when I was a kid for 2 months.
How'd you 18. Get a checking account when you were a kid?
No, he was 18.
Oh, 18. All right. Yeah.
Never mind the checking account. How was he in jail? I was 14 when I had my first checking account, but I'm a Jew.
So. Really? You're 14? Oh,
I was 14,
geez.
First bank account.
You get them at your bar mitzvahs.
I wonder why people are jealous of Jews. I want to check an account.
Well, I earn the money in it. It's not like...
It's like you're not a chosen person. You don't get that.
But I'm excited about this
video. They put you in jail?
They put you in jail. Apparently you pass bed checks. You go to jail in this country. Can you imagine?
Who knew?
Right.
You steal a car, they put you in jail.
What's
you believe
going on?
This bullshit?
Like, can't we just share?
That's unbelievable. Right. You did not get ass raped, though.
No, I did all not. Right. I did not.
You're like, I can see you like, I need a story. Somebody do something.
I think there are plenty of stories in jail
there
that you
plenty.
Don't want to happen.
There were plenty. By the way, that reminds me. Because that's a story in an autobiography that I wrote, and I was going to have it self-published, this autobiography. Well, the self-publishing place ended up saying, hey, it's ready, companies like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, this and that. And these places started selling it. And I bring it up because now we're saying that our relationship book, a totally different book titled
What Do We Do Now?
What Do We Do Now? Is available. And people are getting confused thinking, hey, there's your autobiography. Also, should I buy both? The answer is no.
You'll actually get a you won't. You'll get shit in the mail. You'll get not the right book. So it's not worth spending your money on.
Right. We'll tell you when it's
not
ready.
What happened was the company fired a whole bunch of people. And I think as a revenge, somebody pushed the button and pushed a whole lot of books through like, fuck it, it's ready. Go fuck yourselves, everybody. And so they don't have, you're not going to get a complete book. You're not going to get anything that you want to spend your money on. So just buy What Do We Do Now? And that's it.
That's right. A lot of people were asking. I appreciate it. But no, it's only one book that we care about. Again, it's What Do We Do Now?
And it's a relationship book.
And we only mentioned it once yesterday, and we're going to keep mentioning it. Because
I'm excited. I want to read it.
I'm very excited. We learned that pre-orders count, you know, go to how many books you sold for first week sales. So we get everybody getting it now. You start making a difference. People start noticing, A, B, we're going to be on the top of the list when the time comes, and that's a huge deal
and
for us.
And you guys are of now, you're already on the charts in some regards right now. Like you're
we're
on
already,
the charts.
Yeah, we
that's
started
awesome.
At about ranking of 4,000 because, of course, you know, nobody knew about it. And now,
which, by the way, I'm hearing is still high. I'm hearing, exaggeration, like popular books are like 25,000.
Yeah, but we went to about 500,000 within, I'm sorry, we went to 500 within 24 hours
that's
of the announcement.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Number one in dating. Number one in advice.
Yeah. Number one. So we're number one in our genre right now. On Amazon.com. So help us be number one in all aspects by What Do We Do Now by Keith and the Girl.
So thank you guys, and we appreciate it, and thanks for spreading the word. By the way, getting back to the old computer for a second. Hi, Keith. And by the way, when I say Amazon, buy it wherever you want to buy it. But I know it's under $10 everywhere I'm seeing it. But, you know, buy.com, somebody said it was cheaper there. Get it wherever you like to get this.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that's pre-sale price, so get that going for yourself.
It's absolutely pre-sale price. And it doesn't matter to us if you bought it when it was more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Buy. You know what? If you want to wait until you buy it when it's more expensive as if that money is going to us, don't bother. Just buy two copies for us. Right now, we're just trying to top the charts.
Hi, Keith. I doubt you will get this in time to save your old computer from physical destruction by your hands. But unless there is something physically wrong with the computer hardware, it can most definitely be saved. By the way, not the first letter I got like this. Tons of letters, of course, because we bought a new computer.
After the fact.
It most likely can be resurrected with a low-level format using software that can be downloaded from the computer maker's support site or the hard drive maker's support site. Let me know if you would like help doing this. I know I could walk someone through this process in minutes. Stuart. If only I would have said something that I was having computer problems so
for
Stuart
months.
Would know.
For months, the computer was crashing mid-show and everything.
He's going to watch this video and go, Keith, I could have fixed that.
You know what? Your listeners are very savvy. Like, I put a thing
then
on...
Then are they laughing at me? Then they're laughing at us.
Well, they probably think you're joking.
It's hilarious. What a hilarious joke. Over 1,000 shows, they don't get my sense of humor.
But I just put up, like, a website issue, and then I got, like, 5 emails from, like, people that really knew their shit. And, like, and the one that did it was the kid in Canada. What the hell is it? John.
Okay.
Oh, sure, John.
What the hell?
You're thinking Picard?
Yes. John? Yeah, okay. Picard, yeah. Yeah, thank you, buddy, for doing that.
Jean-Luc Picard, of course, we're talking about.
Yeah, but fucking these people are brilliant. Like, they had all, like, I'm just looking at it for fucking 6 months, like, I'm a fucking idiot. They're like 2 minutes, like, oh, yeah, there you go. It's good.
I wish you
would have told me. I'm not telling you what brand the computer I got, because, oh, my God, nobody gets that brand, whatever it
What'd you get? I will tell you my shitty, fuck Dell. I will go out there and say that. It wasn't a Dell, was it?
No, it's
HP.
Here's what fucking Dell does. Like, when a Dell, there's no stores. So when it breaks, when mine would crash, you just sit on the phone with them for like 6 hours, and you're the eyes and ears about doing it, and they tell you what to do, and it takes forever. It is the dumbest thing ever. Don't ever buy a Dell. That's like if your car breaks down, and someone's going to walk you through how to change your fucking carburetor. It's right. Like, fucking no. I don't know this shit. It's so stupid. And there's nowhere you can go. It's like, this is not working. And it's all trial and error. So it's like 5 days of different things. And
oh, that's torture.
I still had that. You know what? We can fuck up my Dell. You'll
love it. I'm telling you.
I want a fucking dice to go inside and just like fucking tear it like slowly. Like, fuck you.
I'm tearing it apart. I'm making it feel bad.
Just pissing on it and shit.
Well, it's funny you said that.
Did you piss on it?
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how the video goes. Oh, it's fun. No, just destroying it.
I would get other Dell computers to sit around and watch as I fucking piss on this Dell computer.
Fucking humiliate it.
Yeah.
And then people that know computers, they really like knowing something that you don't know, and they really won't tell you.
Well, you know, talking to people, and you shove that in their face daily.
I know. Say that again.
You know about talking to people, and you shove that in their face daily. They know about computers. They'll shove it in your face when the time comes.
I guess so. But no, they won't like give me the full answer. They won't give me the full answer, and they like no. Just kind of different, but kind of the same. I know. I wrote on Facebook. I said, "Oh, I got new computer means new iTunes," and I didn't take I just figured, "Oh, I'll mess with them when I get the new iTunes. I'm not going to do anything crazy to transfer. I'll figure it out." So then I see all the icons, and my phone get in alphabetical order. So everything's all screwed up. So I rate this on Twitter, and it goes to my Facebook, and I say, oh, great. All my icons are messed up. I wish I was in Haiti right now. Fuck my life. Seriously, the worst. Then, of course, people go, Keith, too soon? I'm like, when's good?
Rush Limbaugh emails. You're like, you don't want to go there. That's what Obama wants you to do. He wants you to go to Haiti.
Okay. Too soon, LOL, tongue face. So then somebody says, you know, there's a program out there if you're interested that will arrange your icons based on how often you use them.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, so don't tell me what it is. I go, can you do me a favor and not tell me what it is? They write back, okay.
Well, also, like, computer nerds are not the most socially, like they're awkward socially. Right. Like, it's going to happen. So, yeah, they don't know how to communicate. They communicate with machines. Like, if fucking R2-D2 was here, they'd be like, oh, hey.
It's very logical. The machine didn't ask them what program it needed. Keith didn't ask what program it needed.
I know I'm going to get a follow-up email from
this
guy.
It's one bit of information at a time.
Right. Do you know that program, by the way?
No.
You still don't?
I still don't. I know I will get an email from him, and it'll say, I know you were talking about me. Seriously, if you want to know the name of the program, ask me.
If the thing doesn't end in a question mark, you didn't ask. Mm-hmm. Brian Ward is saying, I had an old Amiga computer that wouldn't play certain games. I spilled Coke all over it, and all of a sudden, the game started working.
I hear you spill Coke, put it in a bag of rice, and throw it in the freezer, and then the oven for $3.50. That's the secret to most electronics.
So Fonzie taught us how to deal with appliances. You just punch it.
Has worked for us, no joke. Yeah.
I remember you used to do that when I first started doing the show. Something wouldn't work. Just hit it.
I bang the desk to bang the mixer, and I'm the Fonz. Everything starts working again.
I like that's Ray's, one of Ray's first memories of being on the show, is Keith would bang his desk.
Oh, he would get pissed when shit wouldn't work.
How did you feel when you first came and that was happening?
I didn't, I was like, I go, I was like, is there going to be a show? Is his day ruined? Is he gonna get it to? Is it all right? Like, should I go? Should I go home? Should I walk in traffic? Is this my fault? Did I do this?
Well, going back 1 second, Professor Smithy is saying, I just placed an order for your book. I already feel better after my two divorces and complete lack of romantic relationships. I'm another success story. Oh, don't worry about it. You are now going to have all the best relationships in the world.
I got some of that. Some email saying, great, I got a divorce. I had to sell my house for less than value, you know, move to this place. Now the book. Like, well, we'll be in another mess again. I promise you. They're Keith and Hemda, the King of Awesome writes. You remember him? We saw him in New York recently, actually. He came for that little stand-up thing I was doing at Ray's show. Yeah. Sacapuntas, of course. Well, in case it matters, and of course it always matters, he says, I'm 31, male, straight. I'm the King of Awesome. I have a beard. I'm surprisingly sober, and I give a shit about things and stuff. I wanted to express my deep disappointment that I was not nominated for the following CatGA categories. Keith and the Girl Award things. Not a year for you, by the way, Ray. I'm sorry to bring that up.
So what's
you didn't win any Keith and the Girl Awards this year.
It was just an honor to be nominated.
And what? You were nominated twice.
All right.
Best 100 for 30 stand-up video, as well as most touching moment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were trying so hard, talking about your parents, and you were trying to make everybody
cry. And that
cry.
Didn't win?
No.
What?
A man actually died.
Oh, well,
he won.
Both my parents died. Like, what do you want? What do you want from me? How much horrible can it get than that? That's pretty much. It's like, I'm not good enough. We need more. All right. My whole family was in Haiti. Does that put me in the running now?
We'll see how it goes. Anything can happen in a whole year. I wanted to express my deepest disappointment that I was not nominated for the following categories. Most awesome fan, best beard, best moped. If you'll recall, I stapled a bicycle to my car. Best attempt at getting Dina to attend a live event. The best king of anything. However, it also occurred to me that these categories did not exist, so I decided not to express such deep disappointment. However, let it be known that if any or all of these categories come up next year, I would like to be nominated for all of them, as well as best letter. I assume the rest of this letter will be much better than the first part, which now seems a little bit long-winded. I think that Jesse Joyce's windshield was shattered because he was in Elmira. I've been to Elmira. It's not very exciting. I don't know why Jesse wanted to go there in the first place, but with a broken windshield, maybe he'll learn to never go there again. Small price to pay for such a valuable lesson, and if he actually was smart, he'd have known that already. Also, I heard that Keith is now growing a beard. While I am completely in favor of people having beards, I am a bit nervous that Keith is planning on competing for me for the hotly anticipated and not yet existing best beard category for next year's CACAs. My beard will not go down without a fight, and also, if you go down on a woman who is shaved and you have a beard, you could pretend that you are clean-shaved and she is not. I'm not sure how this would help anyone in life, but if one bearded man bursts out laughing while going down on his clean-shaven woman, I feel I have improved the world. You're welcome. Please tell Relic that I declare him to be awesome. Okay.
Hmm.
And please
random.
Don't.
Yeah. He's a duke, then a duke of awesomeness.
Yes.
Right? He's appointed duke by the king. Wow.
Congratulations, Sam. And please don't let Eats Pace cheat and win any of my awards. Peace, love, and beards, the king of awesome. There you go.
Well, here's somebody chiming in on all that. Shug Bear saying, tell the king of awesome to go to hell.
Oh.
I broke my damn leg and didn't get nominated for a CATGA.
That's very controversial, these awards. You would think he would win most touching or most shocking or most ridiculous. He, of course, does wrestling, the pro wrestling kind, you know, with drama and all that. And he was showing me how to do a suplex.
While drunk, right. After the April 15th show at 4 o'clock in the morning at Ray's Pizzeria. But the one on Houston.
Not the one you have, just to be clear. And he lifted me up, and his leg went the other way. I fell into a table cracked. Oh. I was a regular John Cena that day.
And I'm sure the Ray's Pizzeria, who it was, loved it. Loved all this.
You know what? They were just like, people were wondering, like, they're not suing you for a table or this and that. I'm like, they're, you know, whether whose fault it was, and it was ours, without question. You just want these people out of your restaurant.
You don't
want to get into any kind of mess, you know, on you. So, he's on the ground. Then I remember a couple other people were watching. They go, he's just drunk. Just stand up. You're drunk. His leg is backwards, but he's drunk. I've been like that. That happened to me. Anything, like, if you say, oh, I'm sick, you know, I have this. You have leukemia. I had leukemia, so I know you have leukemia. Like, I'm just saying, I got the sniffles. That's leukemia. By the way, that beep, it's something I emailed us. So this is when something's wrong. So this is the beginning of the end, by the way.
Oh.
Anyways.
That didn't take long, did it?
Let's not think about it. We made it 3 days. but like anytime I would say something about my computer, it's whatever problem you had with your computer, that's what I have. I'm like, something's wrong with the sound. It sounds a little buzzy to me. Like if, you know, it's not a constant buzz, but it's like if you play too loud bass on a bad stereo system. That's what it sounds like. What do you guys think it is? And people would say, I had a constant buzz, and this is what the problem was. You don't have your stuff grounded right. And I go, it's not a constant buzz. It only happens, you know, when you're talking or when music goes. And he goes, no, it's a constant buzz, and you have to have your stuff grounded. I'm like, why are you even talking? It's whatever problem they have. It's the same problem I have.
And your wife's a whore, and she drinks way too much, and you hate your stepmom. It's like, what? I don't even have a stepmom.
Getting back to the book on presale, of course, what do we do now? I'm looking at the tags that customers associate with this product, and it's a list of things that people say, that Amazon asks you, hey, how would you like other people to find this book? And people give suggestions.
Easily would be
right.
Well, it difficult.
Here's the words that they think people will associate with our book: beers, KTG air, berry care, dare air, flare hair care.
All right, okay. Dr. Seuss.
What's yeah. All right. Hey, you guys want to talk to Dina today?
Yes, please.
Yeah,
I'd like to do that. She's okay, right?
She's super awesome.
She's awesome.
You want to do me a favor and remind everybody about Dina. It's a whole new year. People have their iPhones.
Right.
They're listening on the iPhone app for the first time. KeithandTheGirl.com/app. Totally free. People are digging it. And new people are listening.
Dina is the person that people who wrote a relationship book turn to with their relationship problems. That's how awesome Dina is. And if you want your question answered, pretty much anything, it doesn't have to be relation-based, although a lot of people do have relationship problems. It could be anything in your life that's wrong. You send the letter to Ask Dina, AskDina, at keithandthegirl.com. We review the letters for her so as to not waste her time. And the letters that are most in need get to Dina almost every Friday, depending on what beer she's on.
I do love how she gives great advice, but they all start with, ah, Christ.
We know which ones to pick. The one that makes her call the Lord for assistance.
How long have we been talking to her? Over a year, easily.
Yeah, since 2009, I think, right? Because we haven't talked to her in this new year yet.
Remember when you first met her over the phone?
Yeah.
And what were you thinking?
Keith right away knew that this should be...
There was something magical.
Yeah, that this should be a segment. And I was just like, well, she definitely was talking to me for a while, and she definitely has a lot of experience in her life. I don't know how we can hone that into a segment. I don't know how it would work where we can get some clear answer, but it's been working like crazy, and she's one of people's favorite segments.
It's well over a year, because well, I think like maybe one of the first shows I was on, you guys were already calling her.
It's at least 2 years now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I know talent.
He's a scout.
Right. You hear what I'm saying, Dina? I know talent.
I hear.
How long ago did we first talk to you? Has it been 2 years?
I don't know. It's been more than 2 years, hasn't it?
It feels like it.
I don't know. It feels like a lifetime.
How you doing, Dina?
Oh, good.
How was the new year? How's 2010 looking for you?
Oh, I've been working like crazy. 2010 is like work. I hate it.
2010's like work. You're still a pharmacist.
Bitches in their maternity leave making fucking work harder. I hate them.
Who's on maternity leave?
Bitches.
Okay. Bitches via maternity leave.
Okay. Well, of course, most Fridays we have two questions for you, and you're going to fix people's lives, a lot of times on relationship, but other times just about money or different problems that go on with your life. Are you ready for today's two questions?
I'm always ready.
All right. Dearest Dina, you have a little pep in your voice today. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. I'm well rested. I took a sick day yesterday. I'm good.
All right. Good for you. Right.
Well, bitches be taking sick days.
Mm-hmm. Dearest Dina, William writes, I'm 20, I give a fuck, and I'm sober. I've been seeing this girl for about 2 weeks now. She's incredibly hot. When we go out, everyone stares at her. The problem...
Ooh, trouble.
Yes, like you. The problem is the little things. I can't kiss her because she's wearing lip gloss. She can't walk too fast or too far because of her heels. She has to freshen up several times while we're out, and I have to sit there waiting. Is this typical? Am I just supposed to tolerate it? Because that's how women are. Thanks for your advice.
Can I ask a question? Who's the bigger pussy, her or him?
A question with a question.
And yet cleared up so much.
Yes. Right.
I mean, what is he complaining about?
Yeah, you got...
He's got heels. Carry her. What the fuck? No way.
I agree. I totally agree, yeah.
Are you high maintenance, Dina?
No, not at all.
I don't care.
I don't even think. I think I own one pair of heels that I have to wear to weddings.
Do you wear skirts or pants?
I don't wear a lot of skirts. It's cold up here.
Right, I hear you. You have how many times during a dinner, home or you know, out and about, do you have to take time to freshen up?
Zero, probably.
Of course. That's silly. So this guy's saying...
I mean, who does that? Really? People do that?
I've seen people do that. It
definitely.
It is strange. Yeah, they definitely do it.
But what's your definition of freshen up, though?
I'll be at a house party.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you go to the bathroom, and you come back out, and everything's different. Like, your eyelashes are just a little... Like, you freshened up. You put on a new thing of makeup.
Well, to me, freshening up is showering.
Not during dinner. You can't mess up a good meal.
Right. That's right. So it's the guy that has to... should he say anything to her? Like, hey, you're being too high maintenance. I can't handle this. Or
no. He complained about her not walking fast enough because she's wearing heels. Pick her up and carry her.
Why is he running?
Yeah, why are they running?
Are you being chased? Like...
Yeah, you.
If he stopped messing with people, then the cops wouldn't be coming. So it's by his fault.
You go with the chick. Blame
the dude.
Yeah, you go with the chick that's high maintenance, then you got to deal with the chick that's high maintenance.
The reason why you find her hot is all these things. If she didn't do all these things, you wouldn't find her as attractive. That's who you're attracted to. Is this woman that has to keep up with what you're attracted to?
Yeah. It sounds like he's being high maintenance with.
Criteria. He's the pussy, see?
There you have it. All right, here's number two, Dina. They're Keith the Girl and awesome, Dina, says Becca. I'm 26 years old. Not fat, not fit. How old are you, Dina?
I'm 34. I'll be 35 in March.
35 in March. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So this person's 26. D-cup bra, sober, very sober, and they give extra shits about this email. Here's my issue. I've never had a boyfriend in my life other than that 1 week relationship in ninth grade, if you count that. And we don't, of course. That's silly. I never date. I don't go out much. And I feel so lost and behind. Obviously, I'm a virgin, but it's not like I'm holding on to my purity for any virtuous reason. The problem is I'm too shy to get a guy. I still feel 12 years old when any man talks to me. I can't hold eye contact and I freeze up. I feel like I give no one a chance to talk to me. I really don't want to live life this way. There's got to be a way for me to deal with this issue and feel like an adult around the opposite sex. Please help me if you can. Sexless in Seattle, Becca.
Ouch.
Yeah, 26. Dina's going to cry. This is most touching to her.
I know. This is painful.
How many guys have you slept with, Dina?
Christ.
I don't, you know, it's not important. Is it?
More than 10?
It's not important.
That's a trick question to ask a woman. Jesus, she's not going to win.
Come on, no. Don't make me call the Lord.
The Lord's like, I don't know. That's a lot of dudes.
All right, so what do you think? 26 years old and she doesn't know how to talk to people.
Well, she's obviously comfortable with the internet, so maybe she should try like online dating and get comfortable. And...
Ah.
I don't know. How do you grow with that? I have no idea.
Can you even do, like, how do you even do it? You know, it doesn't.
How do you do what?
How do you not get laid by the time you're 26?
Because you push everybody away. Because you look down when somebody talks to you. Because you go, and then somebody goes, well, just pass the pencil.
We don't know anybody that's 26. It's a virgin that's not doing it deliberately.
Right.
Well, I guess not. I guess.
There's dudes. It's probably just not her type of dudes that are hitting on her.
You think she's being picky?
Yeah. Like, lower your standards.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, because every dude will bang something.
Yeah.
I say, I am going with Ray for lowering your standards. However, not for sleeping with someone. Lower your standards and go on some shitty dates.
To learn how to talk.
Yeah, just to not be intimidated by the person there. Just go with somebody that you're completely not attracted to, and then you'll see, oh, a guy is just like a girl. It doesn't matter. We're just still talking about.
See, I'm usually
can I just chime in real quick because the chat is saying She's 26 years old and has a D cup and she can't get laid.
They'll fuck you right there.
That's not me.
We just
I know. That's what I'm saying.
We just found 300 people that'll fuck you.
Come to a Keith and the Girl event. Don't worry about
it. Have you ever
got... Yeah, you're good.
How often do you lower your standards, Dina? You ever go slumming?
Well, I've been slumming for like a year and a half now.
More than 10?
If I think of myself as highly as I should, I think everybody I've been slumming with.
I hear you.
But I'm really not that big of a person, so let's just say two.
There you go. Well, thank you very much, Dina, and I'm very excited about the new year. We're going to have a good time. I don't know
Absolutely.
What that means either. All right. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Anonymous is saying, I'm not a virgin, but the last time I got laid was my 18th birthday. I'm now 24, so it's possible. I do think this is possible for people to shy themselves out of opportunities. That she might be a good-looking person, but she doesn't even look up when somebody talks to her. You can't go anywhere from there. If you don't respond to people, if you don't interact with people, they're not going to keep talking to you.
Right.
And somebody's suggesting going on a speed date thing.
To learn how to talk to people. I'm gonna speak on behalf of Dina, and these letters have to start having pictures. She'll look at the picture. I don't know, guess.
And we have to forward it ahead of time. Dina, take a look at this.
Right. Well, that's something. 26, though. You just get, I don't know, take a roofie yourself and just go to the club.
Yeah, she's definitely not, like, she's got to lower standards, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I really, you know, I think if she lowers her standards and she sleeps with someone, she's just not going to want to sleep with somebody again. But lower your standards, go on a date. Don't even call it a date in your head. Lower your standards, go to a movie. You don't even have to talk.
Yeah,
and here's the thing about a movie. It gives you shit to talk about after. So if you meet at the movie theater, all you have to talk about is, you know, let's buy the tickets, you know, and then you sit in front of a thing for 2 hours and then you have like, oh, what's your favorite part? Just like a 12-year-old, what was your favorite part of the movie? What did you think about that? You know, study up on things. Like, this sounds weird, but even businessmen do it. If they know who they're going to be dealing with the next day, just like on a date, on a business meeting, they will study that person. What are they into? What questions will I ask them? How will I engage them? You have to pre-think of everything. It's not a loser thing to do. It's actually really important and can get you further. Don't you think?
I think
it's in the books.
It's in the books, people. I think she should just go to a computer convention. And know that they're a mess, too, and they're more nervous about themselves.
No,
than
see,
the
that upper. Makes things more nerve-wracking
right.
when
no,
the person
right.
doesn't know either, and you're both like, ah.
Right.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Just go out. Dudes will talk to you. Like, yeah, right there, you have, like, 200 dudes ready to talk to her.
Like, we're going to get letters. Hey, that girl who's a virgin.
That's how they're going to say, I heard your D cup.
I did my research. Yeah. You like them?
Let's talk about your boobs.
Sell your virginity on eBay.
Can you do that still?
Last I heard, it went for $1 million.
Really?
Fuck it. People will fuck a millionaire.
I'm going to recreate my virginity. That would never work for a dude, though.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it would never work for a dude.
I did it. What do you do? Like you buy a virgin for $1 million. I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do? You blog about it after? What happens?
I Twitter
after?
The hymen to all my friends. But I got. By the way, last night we were watching Jersey Shore, a special 2-hour Jersey Shore.
Mm. Christ Almighty!
All these jerk offs. They're still jerking each other off. It's fantastic. Jerkettes are being jerkettes. Guidos. It's fantastic.
What happened on this one? I watch it when I can. I've seen a bunch.
Have you seen? You've seen it before?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened.
I love how didn't that Snooki get punched again? Or someone like
she keeps getting hit. It's fantastic.
People, like even dudes that don't know are just like someone about her. I have to punch her in the face.
There's always jerk-offs around her. Just can't help it. It's Jersey jerk-offs, you know, they're not always good.
Well, now there's infighting. They're fighting each other.
Friends fighting friends. That's the worst kind of jerk-off.
They can only date like it's the show Friends. Like, they can only date each other or each other's friend. You know, they're pulling robberies. That, of course, is when you turn your back on a chick and I take your chick and I laugh at you.
Oh, goodness. We're learning things now.
Mm-hmm. It's called committing a robbery.
Yeah?
I committed a robbery on you, son, I would say after I did that.
I'm going to try that with my married friends. Like, try to commit a robbery.
I would say, kid, I just committed a robbery. And then you would say, yeah, how my dick taste? And I'd be like, all right. And then I'd have to bang her extra in front of you. That's how wow. this works. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then punch somebody.
Only then, if you're a girl.
And then do shots because we're still bros and you don't mess with this house.
Yeah.
And then one of us will get into a fight on the street and it brings us both back together again. We're buddies. Then another chick comes on. We both try to bang her and we fight again.
Are they still fight like every episode?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Every episode. It's fantastic. Now they're into pranks now. Now they put food under each other's beds. It's hilarious.
Ew.
Yeah, but 1 inch in. And then somehow the cameraman is there when somebody finds it. Like, where's the smell coming from? Why don't I look at the cameraman, see where the camera's pointing? Oh, there it is. Thank you, cameraman.
What's the food they put under?
Pickles was one. Another one was a concoction of Caesar dressing, mayonnaise.
Ew, they have to live there, though.
They don't know they have to live there. They don't know they're going to get bugs and rats in their own house. It'll just stay under this dude's bed.
Well, once the rat eats whatever it is, they just leave, right?
It's still good. Still good. Yeah, I don't know. Right.
Still, my favorite scene is when that one girl that got booted off, like, didn't show up for work.
Right.
And she shows up there. It's like, oh, why didn't you call? She's like, you know, I got a lot of roommates, and they need the phone, too. Wow. And she said it with a straight face. Like, of course. Yeah, you're right. That's stupid of me to ask why I didn't call.
One of the dudes there pulled a robbery on the boss's chick.
Ugh.
Yeah. He didn't have to get kicked out, though. It's, you know, you need a chick. You got to start creeping.
Oh, he didn't get fired? What, no. He started creeping?
Yeah,
what's
he's
this?
Creeping.
Okay.
You know. Okay, I committed a robbery by taking Ray's girl, right? Well, Ray got that girl in the first place by creeping.
It's like a TLC song.
Yeah.
And so I creep. Oh, well.
It's kind of like there's seven different meanings to the word creep, to any of these words. It's all how you, it's like shorty. Shorty can be your brother. Shorty can be your dad.
Could be your girlfriend, your fiancé.
I thought shorty is always a kid.
It could be you. No.
That's what Wu-Tang Clan would always say, like, the shorties on the block out there doing this.
No, they don't always say that. Method Man had a shorty, I'm there for you anytime you need me. He's talking to his girlfriend.
It can be both, a girl and a kid. It's either a girl or a kid.
See, but we're already adding on.
Well, I'm just talking about Nas and Wu-Tang.
Okay.
Nas and Wu-Tang, they tell me how it is. We email back and forth.
But creep can be macking on chicks. Creep could be you're cheating on somebody.
It's always a TLC song, too. Mm-hmm. And then when the fight breaks out, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Everything is a song to Ray. Ray knows all the songs in the history of songs, but mostly R&B and hip hop. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Because we were talking about Mariah Carey before.
Every time we're at a party, Ray starts a sing-along. And it's all old school, mostly R&B. It's amazing. He knows
all of it. I'm not ashamed to say I know that.
Oh, I'm not telling you should be. I just find it fascinating.
Seems kind of whack, bro. Doesn't sound like a good techno beat. You ever beat back the beat? You ever do that?
The Beat Street song?
No, you fist pump and you beat back the beat. It's like the beat's punching you and you punch back the beat. You're beating it back up. First, you start on the floor and you get the fucking tempo going. You're feeling it. You're feeling it. And you stand up and you start beating back the beat. That's how we like to fucking party on the shore.
Oh, so they're punching the rhythm.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
I did not see. How is Pauly DJ D or whatever? How is he as a DJ?
Incredible.
I did not see that. Is he good?
He's so good. He's so fucking good. He's the best.
He finds a song. And then the other motherfucking song fucking fits in there like...
And then you hit crossfade. You crossfade over.
Don't even start talking about crossfade because crossfade, I come on the fucking thing, all right? It's amazing.
You hear that, bro? He's playing one song, and then it went to another. It's like he's fucking gifted or some shit.
That's what I pound for, you know?
He knew that song was coming.
Fucking jerk off.
I love it. And now I get a twofer. Thank you, Dr. Drew, for this new celebrity rehab. Oh, my God. It's fantastic already. This is the time you watch, by the way, when they detox. They're going into seizures. You got this chick. Who was it? She used to be a country singer. Used to be attractive. She's not attractive now. But anyway, she's telling the story to that girl that was from One Day at a Time that ended up saying, hey,
Valerie Manella.
The other one, the one that fucked her dad from Mamas and Papas.
Oh, she's on there. That's right.
So she's on there. At the time, she would not admit or didn't bring up that, you know, her and her dad had consensual incest.
Consensual?
Yeah, she was into it.
Yeah, she wrote a whole book about
it. That is what was that girl's name again?
She would
shit.
And she would start initiating it. And anyway, but so they mention it, like later on she says it, but she didn't say it at this time. So
Mackenzie Phillips.
Mackenzie Phillips. Exactly. So anyway, the two of them are talking, and this country singer starts saying, oh, what was my bottom in my life? And I said to him, the bottom in my life, and she starts twitching. So you think she's doing some impression, like, oh, the bottom of my life, I was a mess or something. So Mackenzie Phillips starts laughing, like, oh, this is funny. I'm not really sure what I'm laughing at, but it's funny. The girl's going into a seizure. And she falls on the ground, and she's flipping out. And Mackenzie Phillips keeps laughing and laughing. Meanwhile, do not forget, there's at least two cameramen there, at least two boom mics in that room. And you're like, nothing I can do. You know, I mean, I don't know what to do when somebody has a seizure, but I guarantee it's not to stay. Like, I would be fired day one. Yes. I would be running down the hall going, I could tell this is real.
So they're not in front of a doctor.
They're not getting a nurse. No, they're in their rooms. And so Mackenzie Phillips has to finally realize, well, this isn't a joke. I'm running down to get a... And then she has to dodge the cameras.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, I'm seeing more and more of these Haiti pictures. We brought it up the other day. And, you know, there's some things like pick up the kid. I understand it makes a better picture right now, you know, to take it. But you can't... there's scumbag in you. There's scumbag in you to be one of these photographers. There just is.
Now, I didn't see this show, but Newsy saying, don't forget the throw up.
Oh, and the guy start, and then a different guy. Another guy's wigging the fuck out. He's detoxing. He's probably the worst one there. He was a original bassist for Alice in Chains. And then being kicked out. But he did.
Isn't half of them dead of heroin overdoses? That's not good.
I think it was in like the first four albums. So, you know, he was part of something amazing. But, you know, he was kicked out. Now they make him go cold turkey. He was on methadone. But, I mean, he was still doing heroin and everything.
Shouldn't they be watched a little more than they are?
That's what I
detoxing?
That's what I think. And he throws up like half the room. I mean, it's something else. And then he starts walk around the facility. Like, this guy is zoning out. Like, he can't tell anybody's around him. He's just walking around mumbling. I mean, you need to be strapped down and watched.
Yeah, well, usually they are watched for a long time if they're detoxing in a facility, aren't they?
Apparently they are being watched, not by people that give a shit.
They're watched by Keith Malley and his jerk-off buddies.
Yeah.
Hey, hand me another chicken wing. I'm watching.
They got fucking 3 million people watching them.
Every time they have a seizure, I take a shot. I'm not the person that's supposed to be keeping an eye on these people. I'll tell you that much.
I only saw the one, the dude from Grease. He was a mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was like a couple seasons ago, I'm assuming.
He was Keith's favorite.
Yeah, from Taxi, yeah.
He was, oh, geez, that was sad. It was like, oh, my God.
You brought drugs on you. I did not bring drugs on me. Take it back. With one of those, the fat, bald one. He's like, I'm saying you had drugs unbeknownst to you. I didn't have drugs beknownst to me or unbeknownst to me.
And also, Sexy Potato Emmy is telling you, don't forget Tom Sizemore tucking and rolling out of the cab so that he doesn't have to go to rehab.
They got this worker at this rehab facility. He used to be a mess, so he can tell when everybody's lying, although it's pretty obvious to figure out. And I guess somehow he knows Tom Sizemore. He goes, listen, Tom, I'm going to pick you up. You should have been here by now. The season already started.
He's late to celebrity rehab. That's awesome.
So he drives off, and he's the biggest celebrity, quite frankly. And they drive to get Tom, who had a very promising career. And they drive to, and I'm not being sarcastic, they drive to get Tom Sizemore, start driving towards the facility. Tom Sizemore goes, bye, opens the car door, jumps out.
Starts monkey rolling down the, that's awesome.
And then he hides, and they can't find him.
That's hilarious.
But I mean, I'll say it again. No doctor is saying it's okay for him and his old clickety-clack bitch, Heidi Fleiss, to be together in the same rehab. That is ridiculous. Right. That is ridiculous. I'm in.
Heidi Fleiss is in rehab?
Heidi Fleiss is in rehab for meth. She got that face for meth. Tom Sizemore's drug of choice was meth. I mean, you get that face. You've seen it.
The sunken in face.
Emmy will put some pictures of meth heads before and after. It does not take a long time before your face is just ravaged. Get another drug. That is insane.
That should be the anti-meth ad.
Should be. Maybe it is somewhere, but you don't see it enough.
Well, Keith was saying that if you were to ever have kids, it would A, not be with me, and B, that he would sit them in front of this show and just say, okay, here's what drugs does to you. And I think you're right. I think it would scare the hell out of me. I mean, even after school specials did something to me, and those were, you know.
And those were so corny.
Yeah, and they were those corny. Like... But this is just, holy, you're throwing up all over the room, you're tucking and rolling, your face turns. I mean, people are narcissistic enough that just, you know, your face turning into whatever is scary.
I mean, you're missing teeth. It's like your face has sinkholes.
I remember watching as a kid New Jack City, and I was like, all right, I'm never smoking crack. Just I didn't obviously it was fake what they were doing and stuff, right. But just like watching all that stuff, like I don't know if they do that in rehab. Like they would make Chris Rock run on the treadmill and shit. Do they do that with crack?
You do have to exercise.
They do make
yeah,
you exercise
here and there. You have to do simple exercises to keep busy.
You have to jump out of a car and roll down.
I was getting the exercise part done. Like, you know what? And once you just escape like that, all right, he's not for your show, Dr. Drew. You know who I call D Squared, by the way. He's the hippest doctor in town.
Yeah, isn't the first thing of rehab that you have to want it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it? Yeah, you have to. Yeah, doesn't seem like he wants it.
Not so much.
You're leaving. You can tell. Like he gets there. He's gonna get there. This is gonna happen later.
You
on
leave.
This
you're killing our ratings,
right? And he's gonna go. Okay, I'm going home. No, come on. Are you? Why? I don't know. Because you coerced me here. Yeah. I tried jumping out of a fucking car. I'm probably not gonna stay. But no, I love these shows. These are it's the best TV we got going.
I thought rehab was a big party, like that Sandra Bullock movie, 28 Days. It's all good times.
I know Ozzy Osbourne.
They go rowboating.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne once went to the Betty Ford Clinic, and he goes, as soon as he gets there, and he's not being funny at all, he goes, where's the bar? And they go, what's wrong with you? We don't have drinks. He's like, well, you still get some drinks, right? Like, he didn't understand. You got to go cold turkey?
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to need some
drinks. You just scale down a bit.
That's crazy.
Newsy's saying that Dennis Rodman was court-appointed. Is he in there, too?
See, there's another one. Yeah, like, he's court-appointed. Now, that'll happen, too. Yeah, I mean, for it to
court-appointed to more television and more...
Right. It's very strange. He's court-appointed, which is fine. You can be court-appointed to go to rehab and, you know, and not
want
to go. But not celebrity rehab. And he just goes on and on how he doesn't have a problem.
Is he on there?
He's on there, yeah.
You know what? He always was like this big party guy because I was a basketball fan.
Right.
And I always thought it was such a hoax because that dude was like winning championships with the Chicago Bulls and he was like almost 40. And it's like, all right, this dude's not out partying all the time. You're not in that great of shape and you're not like, you know what I mean? You're not fucking running up and down the court with Michael Jordan and keeping pace if you're going out till 4 a.m. every night. Like that.
But he was, right?
I believe he was.
I guess
now,
maybe
yeah.
he was. But I always thought it was like just a bunch of bullshit, but apparently.
But he swears he knows how to maintain. And of course, then they show footage of him being a jackass. And, you know, they bring it up. Well, the cops have been to your house a lot for because, you know, you having these parties when you're always drunk. And he goes, yeah, man. And then they go, well, how many times have the cops been by your house? Yeah, bad. Okay. Well, actually, I know. It's rhetorical. 70. Yeah. What do you think 70's up? I'm up here. I can maintain. Okay, very good. Good meeting. Okay. There you have it. All right. Fantastic. No, I love it. I'm all into these shows. You were you went to the Wax Museum in New York recently.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see any of them there?
I did not see Dennis Rodman. But I'm surprised they're not. It's supposed to be...
They can't stand still long enough for them to get the right measurements. Right.
They're too busy tucking and rolling out of moving vehicles. Like, stand still, I got to carve you. Where are you going?
You were saying the whole thing depressed you.
It was depressing because, first of all... I went for free. That's why I went. Okay. Otherwise, it's like $40.
It's very expensive.
It
at
is
least.
Expensive, yeah.
But it was Madame Tussauds, and these are supposed to be like top of the line celebrities, but it's not. It's just pop culture references. Like there's Tila Tequila.
I can't believe she made it in there.
Fucking yeah. And like American Idol rejects and like Paris Hilton and that shit, which I thought was depressing because like these are the best wax artists in the world. Like I'm sure they're amazing. Went to the Juilliard and all this shit, and they have to sculpt people way less talented than them. Yeah. Like that's. That's bullshit. You
went to school your whole life, and now you got to do Tila's left tit.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it needs to be harder.
Just down there fucking sculpting the octomom or some shit.
The first time I was there, I kind of dug it. But then, yeah, you can't go there more than once. I think I didn't know what to do with my brother, and we went there.
You went there like three times because we went. My cousin lives in town.
You went back?
If we ever took you to the Wax Museum, we just ran out of ideas for you. Because it's people that come in from out of town and, you know, what do you do when you go to New York? Everything is, all the real touristy stuff is like $100 a head. You know, you can't go to a Broadway show and... What else is there? There's food. I mean, I'm not trying to say that there's nothing in New York, but you sort of, when people are in the hands of you as a tour guide, you're like, Madame Tussauds. So you run out of ideas and there you go. But yeah, after the first time, you're like, well, this guy's still in the same position. What are we doing? I saw this. It's worse than a movie. At least a movie is, you're seeing the action again.
I mean, once you know if they made wax bush or not, you're done.
Other thing that's sad, like, let's say like you were like the best wax artist like in 1987 and you're like trying to impress your kids, tell them you're a big deal, like, what the fuck you got to show them? Just like a basement full of like Joey Lawrence statues or some shit. Like, oh, this is Milli Vanilli, it's a big deal. It's like, all right, who the fuck are they?
You're right, there's the room of presidents, and then after that it's just sad. Yeah.
And it's like downhill.
You are right. I think after you go once, then you know all the good spots to scare people. And then you're doing that. You can't help it. You act like you're a wax statue and then you scare them. Ha ha ha.
But you know, in defense of that museum, though, like, where else are you going to go in Times Square that you don't have, like, in Omaha, Nebraska? It's all like Applebee's and movie theaters.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, we don't have that. So let's go see that shit.
Which is always funny. I'm not a snob when it comes to tourists being in New York City, but it is weird. Like, all right, we got our plane ticket, we got our hotel, we're all ready, and there it is, an Applebee's.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Right. Here's the thing, though. When I take tourists to things that I normally do, sometimes it ends up bad. Like, I remember I had a friend who moved back to Israel, and she basically grew up in Israel at that point, but she was an El Al stewardess, so she would sometimes come to New York, and she's like, hey, I'm in town tonight, and it was a Sunday. I took her to Surf Reality. I said, you know what? Fuck it. This is where I go. Could be very interesting. Could be a little cuckoo. She's a little edgy, you know? Hey, let's not do touristy things. You can do that all day long, right? That's the day that girl decided to be on stage, put her fingers in her vagina, and paint with her vagina blood. So now every time I see this girl again, she reminds me of what we did together in New York.
It's your fault that she made her own vagina bleed. Look what you made me do to myself.
It always is.
Now I do this every Tuesday.
It's where are you taking me now? It's like, just a restaurant. Is the waiter going to be drawing blood penises on our menu? Okay, it's just a restaurant.
She's at Applebee's fingering herself. Like, this is what we do, right? This means I want appetizers. This is how we get chicken fingers, right? This is what I do.
Oh, God. I don't know why chicken fingers threw me over, but there was something about it.
It's like, that's where you draw the line. Okay, okay. You took that word to not need to go.
You take them to Applebee's, you see Ripley's Believe It or Not, and you call it a day, and you stick them on a plane.
I do like Ripley's funny. Believe It or Not, though.
Yeah.
Ripley's Believe It or Not is cool as shit.
I've told you
again one time. You go
I told
one
you
time.
About a story. I went there, Niagara Falls, where there was kids that had that disease, progeria, and those are those kids that age. And my sister, I thought I had the shit.
What is it?
Progeria. It's like when kids age. Like, there's 8 year
old. Oh, you
kids,
age fast,
but they look like 80 years old.
Okay,
wow. It's like, and one of the kids like kind of looked like me, so I just assumed I had it. And I was, like, kind of scared about it for a while. And so we get back
How
to...
How old were you?
Like, 8.
Oh, wow.
So I get back to Cleveland, and my sister, who's never done anything funny in her life at all, my older sister, to fuck with me when I was sleeping, put baby powder in my hair. So I woke up, and she's like, what's that? I'm like, oh, my God, fucking progeria. And you know what's even more fucking sadistic?
They told you were really 2.
She didn't she let me like deal with that all day until my parents came home from work. And then
that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Fucking like 6 hours of me thinking I'm going to die.
That was my problem. I should have stopped telling my sister I was Spider-Man right when my mom was giving her a bath, right before. That's when you stop it.
What'd you do?
I told my sister I was Spider-Man, and I said, I can prove it. Wake me up at night, and I'll climb the walls and everything. Then eventually, I said, you know what? This family's having problems, and I'm here to fix them. I'm really Peter Parker. And my sister would think, our family is a fucking mess. That makes sense. I don't know what Spider-Man's going to do, but I'm here to fix it. And she would try to wake me up at night, but I wouldn't get up. I mean, I really never felt her. But and then one day, she told my mom, and my mom comes out of the bathroom that they were in there together, and she said, hey, how's it going, Spider-Man? I'm like, huh, what do you mean? How you doing, Spider-Man? And then, of course, I got in trouble for being Spider-Man.
Even though you're a little boy.
Yep.
It's still...
I still stuck with my story. I told my mom I'm really Spider-Man. That's when it got out of control.
Did you do this when you were a kid, though? I think a lot of boys did this. Hemda, I doubt you did this. But because of the story...
It totally touched my penis. What?
Just at Applebee's, though. Let's see, just whack off on the table. Like. But did you ever like see a spider and like wanted it to bite you? Like, just in case. Like,
I didn't.
Shit.
That's cute, though.
I would do that. Like, come on, spider. Fucking come on.
I tried to get everything to bite me. A dog. I thought it'd be the wolf man. You never know. I started falling into radioactive material all the time. I'm like, something's going to happen. No, apparently you just get cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing good happens.
I don't know why that doesn't happen more often, but yeah, like, whenever I'd see a spider, I'd be like, go ahead, spider. What do you got?
That's so adorable.
Nothing. They never got nothing.
No.
Except spider rabies. Yeah. Well, let me mention this before we get out of here. We jumped over 100 spots on Amazon's book list, and we're about to make it into the movers and shakers list, which I understand is a big deal. So thank you guys for picking this book up called What Do We Do Now? The Keith and the Girl relationship book, of course.
You can have it will tell you about it, so you don't even have to just buy it based on what we're telling you. It'll give you some sample questions that we answer in the book.
Right.
It'll describe some stuff. So go and check it out just to see what we're about. Meanwhile, you should definitely, Ray DeVito has quit his job.
Oh.
And is now on the road and has booked himself for about the entire year. So he's probably...
Not the entire year, but at least...
Ray DeVito.
We're going back on the road, which is a good thing.
So where are you going to be off the top of your head?
Well, I'm going to Scotland. I know that much.
Oh.
Yeah, doing some shows in Scotland. I guess because I was talking to Ben Lerman. And I can't, so they're on my website now, but I'll have to take them down when I travel.
Yes.
So if they, and Kat was telling me to put them in the meetups, which I will do, but I guess I can't use my name. We'll just say Keith and the Girl Comic go into Scotland. I know I'm at,
what is this? You can't use your name?
Well, no, because they Googled them at the airport, and that's why I got deported.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you can put it up and then take it down right before you fly.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea. But you're also going to Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, Akron, Ohio, the first week of April. So I will miss Sacapuntas. That will be Dan. That'll be Dan on his own.
So when, for February?
No, in April.
In April, I'm sorry. Yeah. Whoa.
So yeah, that's April, the first week. It starts on the 3rd. First week of April. I know I'm going to Detroit in February. I think the second week of February, I'll be in Detroit. Then that third week, I'll be in Scotland.
Are all your dates up on your site?
Yeah, that's all. RayDeVito.net.
Definitely check him out. Good guy. And go see the show, hang out afterwards.
Yeah, I'm known to drink. That's a rumor.
Get him a beer.
And then I'll jump out of a car later at the end of the night.
He's not on any rehab show, I'll tell you that much. Let's mention the Shorty Awards real quick, Henda. That, of course, is shortyawards.com/Keith and the Girl. And I need another award.
If you go there, pretty much all the information is filled out for you. You just have to type in why you think we need to win. And if you don't type that in, we don't get the nomination or the vote. So shortyawards.com/Keith and the Girl.
Tells you everything you need to do. And of course, keithandthegirl.com/poker. We're doing these poker games every Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday right now at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
And if you go to keithandthegirl.com/poker, it'll always give you the tournament number, the time, and all the information you need to know about the upcoming poker game.
I'm being told right now in the chat, keithandthegirl.com/chat. Make sure, by the way, go to keithandthegirl.com in general and just take a look around. But in the chat right now where people are hanging out and listening to us, apparently there's a husband and wife fighting right now. I'm telling you, there's a lot of fun stuff goes on.
We'll dip in there after the show, right? Why not?
Yeah,
we got to go and fix their relationship right now.
That's what we got to.
We'll jump into it. You know what I did last night? I mean, we're busting the computer. We're drinking. We're watching those shows. We're retarded. So, I was a little fucked up. But anyway, I'm on the chat, and this girl is drinking from her beverage. And whenever she does, she reaches and puts her neck out, and you can tell she's trying to be sexy. To drink it. I'm like,
she's probably watching herself on camera drink.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It seemed strange and very deliberate. So I started doing that, but I'm exaggerating. You know, I'm bending over so my ass is in the camera to pick my beverage off the ground. So we keep doing this exaggerated shit back and forth until I take, and I have it's like a liter. It's that what you're drinking out of right now, right? And I act like I'm going to take a drink, but really I put it down my crotch and I act like I'm fucking it. But, you know, you can't see under the table. It takes a couple seconds before I realize I'm really pouring beer all over myself. Like a fucking
retarded.
Idiot. So my point is, we have a good time.
My point is, I'm really glad I was out.
So that's it. Look around the website. Go to Ray DeVito's site.
RayDeVito.net. Thank you, Ray.
Oh, thanks for having me. Awesome as always.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you guys soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.